Some residents of the Gasouth municipality engaged in a scuffle with the municipal chief executive, Jerry Akwe Thompson, when he toured some flood-prone areas in the municipality. The incident follows a directive from the MCE that residents living along the Wager Dam should relocate as soon as they can, as the Ghana Urban Water Company prepares to spill excess water from the dam. The Ghana Water Company Limited has warned that it will open the spillway following excess water in the dam. The dam is said to have exceeded its operational level of 42 feet. Irabna Paha has the details.
Of the visit, new and existing structures have been flooded following the rains yesterday. With bare hands, officials of the municipal assembly who accompanied the chief executive pushed down structures which were at lintel level. Others without building permits were marked with red ink and occupants given a weak ultimatum to evacuate. Mr. Thompson described the situation as lawlessness and indiscipline.
We're talking about gas assembly.
It must be on site for inspection.
Oh, well, I don't have anything of that sort now.
You don't have it?
I've got a land document.
Then stop whatever you are doing.
Okay.
Now. Stop whatever you are doing now. If you add 1 inch, everything will go down.
It's all matter of.
Stop the way you behave. If I'm selling poison to you, but you take the poison, you die. You buy it and drink it. Is that what you want to tell us?
Okay,
if those landowners are giving the land to you, for them, they after their money.
I'm sorry, educated people are destroying the country.
The public relations officer of the Ghana Urban Water Company, Stanley Marty, said as soon as the dam reaches 47 feet, the spillways would have to be opened to spill out any excess water. Once the spillways are opened, the water would gush out and narrow at Titegu, where it enters the Atlantic Ocean.
Now, the maximum operating level for the dam is 47 feet. Beyond this, we may have to spill the excess water because it could have an impact on the dam itself, to the extent that it could collapse the dam. Now, when we do not do that and the dam is collapsed, the repercussions will be very terrible, such that we will lose a lot of lives and property along the waterway from the Wager Dam into Titegu, where the estuary, where the water enters the sea. So that to forestall any eventuality, we have had to spill. We also cannot spill without informing people who live close to the water body, and that's exactly what we are doing. Okay, so now we are informing the people along that area to evacuate because of the pressures of the water levels as well. We must make everybody aware that under no circumstance would we compromise on the safety of the dam. If that dam is to collapse, about 60% of Accra, or of the population of Accra, will be without water for a very, very long time. And we can't afford that situation. So the best would be for us to spill and to control it. Some of the control measures that we are taking now is to let people be aware of the imminent spillage. And we have done so by informing all stakeholders involved.
Some of the residents spoke to Radio Ghana.
The water come here, my auntie.
For me, I came here a month ago, so I can't sleep here. I wait.
Yeah, no, see, they go put it down. Mm. They must go put it down.
And they open it to... It gets flooded, then you lose your things.
I feel lose my things, but as they give me warning, so maybe I feel pack my load away and to find another solution to keep away for the area.
The possible affected communities are Butiano, Lower Sapeman, Chokome, Lower McCarthy Hill, Pambros Salt Manufacturing Limited, and the Bojo Beach.
Irabna Paha reporting.